Hey, 亲爱的 Home Nation， 我们很快就会进到我们的讲道，但是这个 part 千万不要直接跳过，因为在 The Hope 我们有一个非常重要的传统，就在每一年年底的时候有一个 forward 的奉献跟行动。透过这个奉献跟行动，我们是来感恩神在过去一年在我们生命中所成就的每件事情，也是期待在新的一年神要在你生命中所成就那美好的事。所以这边我想邀请你参与在这次的行动，参与在这次的奉献的里面。你的奉献可以帮助我们把这些的影片，更多其他的内容，这些的讲道，让更多的人有机会透过这些的内容生命得到祝福。我想邀请你不要只是在网络上看我们东西，但是参加在神的作为的里面。谢谢你慷慨的奉献，谢谢你慷慨的给予，因为你的参与让我们可以继续的去做神呼召这间教会要做的事情。所以可以去到这个网址，可以参加在奉献，可能是一次性，但是也可能是每个月定期定额，跟着我们一起 partner 把福音传到地极。谢谢你的慷慨，谢谢你的心思。我们现在就要进到我们今天的讲道。
It's in Matthew chapter 2.
来看今天的经文，马太福音第二章。
It says when they, that's the Magi, when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. And he said, get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I call my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, those who were under 2 years old, in accordance with the time that he had learned from the Magi.
十三节，他们离开之后，是指那些智者、那些博士，觉得天使在梦中向约瑟显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子和他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等候我的通知，因为希律要寻找这孩子，要杀害他。”于是约瑟起来，带着孩子和他母亲连夜逃往埃及，并在那里一直住到希律死了。这就应验了主借着先知所说的话：“我把儿子从埃及召出来。”希律见自己被智者愚弄，大为恼怒，便照着智者所说的时间推算，下令把伯利恒及附近2岁以下的男孩杀光。
Today, I want to speak to you from the topic.
今天要跟大家分享的主题是
It's brutal, but also beautiful.
此刻残酷又美好。
It's brutal.
残酷
You know what that means.
你知道这什么意思
But I want to remind you.
但我要提醒你
It can also be beautiful.
同时也可以美好
God, we thank you for this moment.
上帝为此刻感谢你
We honor your word.
我们尊重你的话语
We know your word doesn't just inform us, your word actually transforms us.
我们知道你的话语不仅给我们资讯，也带来转变
Within hidden in your word,Not only is it the mystery of the word, but the life of God.
我们知道在你话语当中所藏的不仅是上帝的话语，还有生命的智慧。
Release your life today.
今天释放你的生命。
As we drop into your word.
当我们进入在你的话语里。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
And all God's people said.
所有上帝百姓说。
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Grab a seat.
大家请坐。
I'll never forget the night that my daughter Eliana was born.
我永远忘不了我女儿 Eliana 出生那一个晚上。
I'll never forget the night we made her, but that's another story. I don't know why I thought about that.
这里有点陷阱。
BBB, okay, 倒带。I'll never forget the night that my daughter was born.
永远忘不了女儿诞生那一晚。
I'll never forget going to the hospital.
我记得怎么去医院。
I'll never forget the convenience store when I went to buy dinner that night.
我还记得那个晚上到哪间超商去买我的晚餐。
Waiting for my wife Peggy to, you know, be at the right time to give birth. I won't go into detail. You know what I'm talking about.
等着我的妻子 Peggy, 因为她要生产，你知道要有那个等待的时间嘛，所以我就去买东西。
I'll never forget the dinner that I bought.
忘不掉我买的那个晚餐。
I'll never forget walking to that microwave.
也忘不掉我去到那个微波炉。
Putting that dinner in.
把晚餐放进去。
I'll never forget being in the room with her.
我也忘不了在产房陪她一起。
I'll never forget the Bluetooth speaker that I brought in.
我也不会忘记我带进那个蓝牙音箱。
Why do I bring a Bluetooth speaker, you may ask?
你可能问干嘛带蓝牙音箱进去啊
Because as a man, unless you're a doctor, you're very useless in the delivery room.
因为男人你在产房除非你是医生不然你真的一点用处都没有
So I brought the Bluetooth speaker hoping to play some music for my wife as she gave birth.
所以在她生产的过程中呢我带蓝牙音箱进去希望能够播放一些音乐让她舒服一点
I'll never forget holding her hands.
我也忘不了我牵着她的手
I'll never forgetShe's squeezing my hand.
我忘不了她怎么紧抓我的手。
I'll never forget when Ellie came out and the nurse handed Ellie to Peggy for the first time.
永远忘不了当 Ellie 出生护士第一次把这个宝宝放在 Peggy 的怀中。
And as Peggy held Ellie in her arm, she began to sob and cry.
当 Peggy 把宝宝一抱在怀里她就开始啜泣流泪了。
Now it's hard to tell what those tears are about.
其实很难解释那什么样的泪水。
I don't know if it was tears of pain because after what she went through.
那是因为她经历那些痛苦产生的泪水。
Or whether it's tears of joy.
还是喜极而泣。
But if I were to take a guess, I would guess it's a combination of both.
如果要我猜，我觉得两者的因素都有。
Sometimes we think of each moment in life as simply a moment of pain or a moment of joy.
有时想到人生一些时刻，就把它归类，要就是喜乐的时刻，要就是痛苦的时刻。
But life is more complex than that, isn't it?
但生命更复杂，不是吗？
Sometimes a single moment in your life can be both a moment of joy and a moment of pain.
有时你生命单一的时刻可能同时既痛苦又喜乐
Now, the great author Charles Dickens, he once said this
伟大的作家狄更斯曾经这样说过
He wrote it in his book, A Tale of Two Cities
你记得他的书《双城记》里头
Describing the time of the French Revolution
描述法国大革命当时的时候
And this is what he said
他是这样写的
He said, it was the best of times, it was the worst of timesIt was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair.
他的开场，那是最美好的时代，那是最糟糕的时代，那是智慧的年头，那是愚昧的年头，那是信仰的时期，那是怀疑的时期，那是光明的季节，那是黑暗的季节，那是希望的春天，那也是失望的冬天。
You know what it means to think of one moment in your life right now, and it's both the best of time and the worst of times.
你可能想到在你生命中有一刻是你最好也是最糟的时刻。
There are people here today, you understand what it means to have success on the outside, and yet you feel like you're failing on the inside.
有人你可以明白在外头看来非常成功但你里头却感觉自己失败了。
Some people have built businesses, successful businesses, all the while their marriage is falling apart.
有些人建立非常成功的生意企业但婚姻却支离破碎。
Mothers understand having one child who's thriving and doing well, but the other one who's struggling.
母亲明白其中一个孩子非常兴旺成功另外一个非常的挣扎
It was the best of time, it was the worst of times
是最美好时光也是最糟糕的时光
People understand what it means to have a body wasting away because of sickness and yet the faith on the inside is stronger than ever before
有人明白当你的身体因为疾病而衰败但你的心是前所未有的刚强
It can be the best of times and it can be the worst of times
可能是最美好时光也是最糟糕的时光
All together
一起存在
That's our story
那是我们的故事
That's our seasons
那是我们的季节
Some seasons are like that
有些季节就是这样的
We often think of the Christmas story as simply the story of joy, a moment of joy
常常想到盛大的故事就、哦、这是欢喜的时刻
because it's the moment that we welcome, we celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus.
因为这个时刻我们来欢迎庆祝救主耶稣的诞生啊。
But it was also a moment of darkness and a moment of brutality.
但这也是黑暗残酷的时刻耶。
Because it was during that moment when King Herod decided to kill all the babies under the age of two.
因为是在这样的时刻，希律王决定要下令杀光所有两岁以下的孩童。
As one mother welcomed the birth of her child.
当一个母亲欢迎庆祝她自己孩子的诞生。
A land filled with mothers have to mourn the loss of theirs.
可是那一阵所有的母亲为自己失去孩子而哀痛。
It was the best of times.
是最美好的时光。
It was the worst of times.
也是最糟糕的时光。
Now, historians, interestingly, have actually debated whether Herod actually killed all these children.
很有意思哦，历史学家有些争辩是，到底希律有没有下令杀掉这些孩子
？And the reason for that is because besides the gospel account, we don't really have any other historical recording that this killing actually took place.
为什么争论？因为除了福音书之外，其他没有任何历史文献有记载他杀害这些孩子。
But just because there's no record of something does not mean something didn't happen.
只是因为没有历史记载，不代表这个事没有发生。
It just means history has forgotten about it.
只代表历史遗忘他们了。
Now that will actually make sense because you have to consider what Bethlehem was like at the time of Jesus.
其实是有道理，为什么？你要考虑耶稣那个年代伯利恒的情况啊。
Bethlehem was a very, very small, tiny. It was a tiny town.
因为伯利恒是很小很小很小很小不起眼的一个小镇。
Scholars put the number of people at Bethlehem at the time somewhere between 300 people to under 1,000 people.
学者预估当时伯利恒人口大概就300多，不到1000人。
So in a town that size, the number of boys under the age of two at that moment might have been less than 20.Boys.
你按当时人口比例推算，两岁以下的男孩总人数大概不到二十人。
So at a time when babies, you know, often die young, the death of 20 boys, young boys, might not have been recorded by other major historians.
你想当时很多婴孩早夭啊，不到二十个孩子死亡，历史学家不会麻烦去记载它。
But just because history has forgotten them doesn't mean their parents have.
只是因为历史遗忘他们，不代表他们的父母也会遗忘。
If any of their mom or father are still here today, they could still, I can probably imagine, they can still hear the cry of their baby, mourn the death of their baby like it was yesterday.
若有任何当时的父母今天还活着，我可以想象他们真的清除记忆，仿佛昨日一般。
And yet history has forgotten them.
而历史遗忘他们了。
2,982. That's the number of names that's engraved at a site in New York City.
那是在纽约市，当时他们刻下那些人名的数量。
Now, of course, the site is known as the 9/11 Memorial.
当然，现在那个场地被称为911纪念广场。
Where over 20 years ago, when the Twin Towers fell, that's the number of people who perished in that terrorist attack.
因为二十多年前，当911攻击事件发生，有这么多人因此丧命。
And these names are engraved at the memorial. It's a beautiful memorial.
那是很漂亮的纪念广场，名字都刻在那个边上。
And people say every year, never forget.
每一年他说不会忘记他们，不会忘记。
But the truth is, people have forgotten their names.
实际上，很多人名字大家想不起来了。
But if you go to the site with all these names,
但如果你去到那个纪念广场
you will see some names because they're engraved, it's indented. People would pluck a fresh flower on some of the names. Just some, not all, some.
那些名字是刻在那个边上的。你去看到有些名字旁边呢，有鲜花摆在那儿哦。
Who puts them there?
谁放的？
It's the families.
他的家人呢、啊、
The families of these people who lost, who died on that day.
这些当日死亡的受害者，他们的家人。
Because even though the world has moved on, they haven't.
虽然世界继续往前，这些人放不下。
They will not forget the day they lost their father.
他们永远忘不掉那一天失去自己父亲。
They will not forget the day they lost their daughter.
永远不会忘记那一天失掉自己女儿。
There are pains in our life where everybody has moved on and forgotten, but we haven't.
我们生命中有一些痛苦，别的人都已经放下往前，但我们放不下。
And you still remember the day when it happened.
你仍然清楚记得事情发生的那天。
You still remember the day when he did that to you.
你记得那一天那个人为你做的事。
You still remember the day when she decided to walk away.
你记得那一天那个女孩决定离开你。
You still remember what was spoken to you on that day.
你记得那天人家跟你说了什么。
And that pain still remains.
那痛仍然在。
And you hold on to these pains.
你一直放不掉这个痛。
Not because you don't want to.
不是因为你不想哦。
But you don't know how.
而是不知道怎么做了。
And this is why Matthew, the gospel writer that we just read, he quoted from the prophet Jeremiah.
这是为什么马太就是刚刚读那个福音书的作者，他引述耶利米的话。
To describe the intense pain that these mothers and fathers felt.
来描述这些父母亲当时经历是何等深刻的痛。
It says in verse 17, Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. This is what fulfilled what the prophet Jeremiah said. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and with great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted.
十七节，这正应验了耶利米先知的话，在拉玛有痛哭哀嚎的声音，是拉结在为儿女哀痛，不肯接受安慰，因为他们都死了。
But listen.
听好
refuse to be comforted.
不肯接受安慰
It doesn't mean they don't want to.
不代表他们不想要
Why wouldn't they want to be comforted?
为什么会不想人安慰他
Who wouldn't want to be comforted in their pain?
在痛苦中谁不想被人安慰的
Who wouldn't want the pain to end?
谁不希望这个痛苦可以结束
We all want it to end.
我们都希望它结束
We all want to find comfort.
都希望找到安慰
They want to.
他们想
So when it says they refuse to be comforted, it didn't mean they don't want to.
所以不肯接受安慰不代表他们不享受安慰
It means they can't.
而是没办法
It means they know in their heart there's nothing that you can ever say to me.That can make the pain go away.
他心里知道，不论你对我说什么，都不能把这个痛带走。
Because I still remember.
我仍然记得。
I still remember when Peggy and I when we got married.
我还记得我跟 Peggy 刚结婚。
We wanted to have a child.
当时想有孩子嘛。
In fact, we wanted to have children.
实际上希望多几个孩子。
And so we started praying and praying and praying.
就开始祷告祷告祷告啊
And we tried to, we did it, you know, it's like, Pastor, you need to not just pray, you gotta, I know that. We pray, we try, we pray, we try, we pray, we try.
不光祷告啊祷告还有尝试祷告前世那两者并进
We pray, we try. And for years, we did that.
好多年都这样
And nothing, but eventually, after many years, Peggy was pregnant.
哇最终祷告很多年之后 Peggy 怀孕了
And that's why my daughter Ellie, her full name is actually Eliana.
所以我女儿的名字叫做 Eliana.
Because Eliana means God has answered prayer.
Eliana 的意思就是上帝应允我们的祷告了。
God has answered, so we call her that, Eliana.
上帝应允，所以才叫她 Eliana.
And after she was born, my wife and I, Peggy and I, we wanted to have another child, so we try and we pray and we try and we pray and we try, try, try.We try more than we pray, but we did both.
Ellie 出生之后，因为还有别的孩子嘛，所以我跟我太太又开始要尝试，又祷告，又尝试祷告，那尝试祷告差不多时间了啊。
Okay, so we try, we try. Hey, okay. Yeah. She made it more PG. That's good. And after many years,
又过了好些年
of disappointment,
很多年的失望
because you know.When sometimes we say, oh, we waited 1 year or 2 years, but it's not just 1 year, 2 years, because there's 12 months in the year. Yes. And there are 12 times you can be disappointed.
你知道有时候他们讲说试了一年两年，可你别忘了，一年十二个月代表十二次的失望。
And we tried, and we finally, after a few years, Peggy told me one day she tested, and she said, I'm pregnant.
在几年之后，有一天 Peggy 终于跟我讲说，我怀孕了。
I'm pregnant.
我怀孕了。
But this isn't the story that you think you know.
可这不是你以为的那个故事。
Because after she was pregnant, after we found out she was pregnant,
因为我们发现她怀孕之后呢
a couple weeks later, or a couple days, I can't remember the exact number of days, but she started to feel like something is wrong with her body.
那我不是确切记得，大概几天或几周之后，她突然觉得身体不太对劲。
And...We made an appointment with the doctor.
赶快去跟医那个医生排号了。
And we went to the doctor.
去看医生去了。
And the doctor did some tests on her.
那医生就帮她检查。
And when we sat there in the office, the doctor called us in and told us, "You're losing the baby."
我们坐在诊疗室里面，医生告诉我们说，这个孩子保不住了。
You're gonna lose, the baby has already passed away and.It's just a matter of time before you pass the baby out.
这个孩子已经没有心跳，只是看着要把它引流出来而已。
I remember the day that we found out that we lost the baby.
我还记得我们发现失去孩子的那一天。
It's the day of Ellie's birthday.
正好是 Ellie 生日那天。
We have to plan for her birthday party at night while mourning the loss of our child.
要计划晚上帮她安排生日派对，但同时为失掉的孩子难过。
Sometimes we think of moments in our life simply as moments of joy or moments of sadness.
有的是想到生命的时刻，它就是一个喜乐的时刻或难过的时刻。
Sometimes it can be both.
但有时是两者都有啊。
For the next few weeks,It was extremely hard for me to get up in the morning.
接下来几个星期哦，我早上很难让自个儿起床。
I couldn't get up.
我没办法起来。
I mean, I got up, but I, you know what I mean? It was so hard to get up.
我醒了啦，但是很难起床，你懂啊？
Because every moment, every morning when I open my eyes, the first thought, without me even trying to think, is, I lost my baby.
因为每天早上张开眼睛根本不用尝试第一个想法就是我失去孩子了
I remember laying on the bed crying
我记得躺在床上哭
I remember laying on the bed shouting into my pillow
我记得躺在床上蒙着枕头大喊
Because I didn't want Ellie to hear me
因为我不希望 Ellie 听到啊
On the next door
因为她在隔壁啊
I'm not somebody who often go online and watch sermons and we're thankful if you hope nation that you do
我不是一个常常上线去找听人家讲到的人。Hope Nation， 谢谢你今天上线。
But at that moment, I went online and I searched whatever sermon I can find about pain.
可是那段时间，我上线到处去找人家讲到关乎痛苦的讲道。
And I will watch all these sermons.
去听他们所有的讲道。
Trying to find comfort.
试着得着安慰。
Trying to find an answer.
试着得到答案。
And it was also during that moment.
就在同样的时间
During that time.
在那段时间
That we were planning to start the hope.
我们正在筹备开办的 hope.
How do you start a church called the hope when you feel this on the inside?
你里头这样的哀痛，你怎么样能够开办一间教会叫做 the hope?
Sometimes a moment in your life can be the best of times and the worst of time.
因为有时在你生命中确实有那最美好也是最糟糕的时刻。
It can both be the spring of hope, but also the winter of despair.
它既是希望的春天，又是失望的冬天。
And I ask God repeatedly, again and again and again, why on that day?
我一直一直求问上帝，上帝为什么是那一天
？What are the chances, right?
几率有多少
？I mean, I know it's one out of 365. I know that, but
我知道三百六十五分之一啊。
Like, come on, God, like you have all these other days to choose, and yet you chose that day.
上帝这么多日子，你特别选那一天啊
？And God was silent.
上帝沉默。
He didn't tell me an answer.
没告诉我任何答案。
And I had to stay in that pain a little bit longer than I wanted to.
而我留在那样的痛苦时间比我希望的更长了一点。
I wanted God to take me out right away.
我希望上帝马上把我带走。
But somehow God had me stay in that moment of pain.
但上帝要我留在那个痛苦的时刻。
And I didn't understand why.
不明白为什么。
But perhaps it's because God had me stay in that moment of pain a little bit longer than I wanted to. That's why when I read this passage that I'm going to read to you, it spoke to me so deeply.
我相信上帝让我在那样痛苦时刻里面留的时间稍微长一点，让我更明白我接下来跟大家诵读这段经文的感受。
Because it says when the man was alive, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up." It's hard to do when you don't want to get up. But get up.Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt and stay there.
他们离开之后，主的天使在梦中向约瑟先生说：“起来，你不想起来是这很难做的事，带着小孩子和他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里。”
Do you know what Egypt means to a Jewish person?
你知道对犹太人来说，埃及什么意思？
It's not a vacation destination.
It's
not a place you go to ride on camels, take some picture, you know, look at the pyramid and explore the pyramid and the mummies.
哇，不是去骑骆驼逛沙漠，然后看在那个金字塔那儿拍照享受的。
It was the place of the enslavement for hundreds of years.
对他们，那是几百年受奴役的地方。
Hundreds of years.
几百年呢。
Hundreds of years and years and years, centuries of pain.
哇，是年复一年几世纪的痛苦。
And they were there because.In the Old Testament, there was a guy called Joseph who was sold as a slave to Egypt.
之所以留在埃及，是因为在旧约有个人叫约瑟，很多年前他被卖到那儿去了。
Because he had a dream one day and he shared with his brothers.
对，有一天他做了梦，跟他哥哥们分享。
And his brothers sold him to Egypt.
哥哥们把他卖到埃及。
And so now.Hundreds of years later, there was another man called Joseph.
现在几百年之后，又有另一个叫约瑟的人。
Who also had a dream.
也做了个梦。
And ended up in Egypt.
到最后到埃及去了。
I bet you he doesn't want to be there.
我跟你保证，他一定不想去。
And when you don't want to be at some place, your number one question is how long?
你不想在一个地方，第一个要问就是
How long do I have to stay here?
我要在这儿待多久
How long do I have to stay in this place?
我要在这里待多久
How long do I have to stay in Egypt?
我在为什么要在埃及待多久
Because Egypt was not the place Joseph wanted to be.
埃及不是约瑟想待的地方
But Egypt was the place that God asked him to stay.
但埃及却是上帝还留的地方
Pain was not the place where I wanted to be.
痛苦不是我想待的地方
Yet it was the place where God asked me to stay.
但上帝要我留在那里。
And in that pain, I ask God so many questions.
在那痛苦当中，问上帝很多的问题。
And I have no answer even to this day.
一直到今天，我都没有答案。
But faith is not about what you don't know.
但信心不在乎你不知道什么。
Faith is about what you do know.
信心在乎你知道的。
That you can build your life upon.
你可以把生命建造在其上。
And this is what I do know.
我知道的就是
I have a savior.
我有救主。
His name is Jesus.
他的名叫耶稣。
And the Bible says he shall be called Emmanuel.
圣经说他名要叫以马内利。
Emmanuel doesn't mean God speaks.
以马内利不代表上帝说话。
Even though he does.
虽然他会说话。
But God knows in that moment when I needed comforting, what I did not need is another word.
上帝知道当我最需要安慰的时候，需要不是人家另外讲的一篇道。
I just needed him.
我只需要他。
To stand by me.
在我身旁。
So yes, God was silent.
是，上帝沉默。
But he wasn't far.
但他没有远离。
And he sat with me in that pain.
他跟我一起坐在痛苦里。
Because he reminded me, not only do I remember the pain, he remembers my pain.
他提醒我，不仅我记得那个痛苦，他也记得那个痛苦。
Now, if you right now are in a moment of pain, a season of pain,
如果此刻你就在这个痛苦的时光季节里头，
if right now you're experiencing something absolutely horrific, or you might even use the word brutal. It's just a brutal season in your life.
你经历的是非常非常可怕，甚至用这个词叫残酷，在生命残酷的季节里。
And you ask God why?
你问上帝为什么
？Do you have me in this place?
要我留在这里
for this long?
要这么久
Why are you asking me to stay here longer than I wanted to?
为什么你要我在这儿留得比我想要的更久
Just know this.
请知道
Just know this.
请知道
God is not cruel.
上帝并不残酷
He's not doing it because he's messing with you.
他之所以这样不是要故意整你
Because God knows.
上帝知道的
What is beautiful in your life?
在你生命中的美好
Will alwaysOutlast what is brutal.
一定长存超过那
And there are seasons in your life where it's brutal and beautiful at the same time.
你生命碰到一些季节是同时间残酷又美好
But in that moment, you have to trust.
在那样的时刻你必须要信靠
You have to trust.
必须信靠
What is beautiful.
那美好的
Will always outlast.
一定长存
When it's brutal.
胜过残酷的
Because look at what the Bible says.
你看圣经怎么说
He says stay there.
他说你住在那里
How long?
多久呢
Stay there, you'll see.
住那儿你会知道
Verse 14.
14节
He got up, took the child in the night and left for Egypt where he stayed until when? Until the death of Herod.
于是约瑟起来带着孩子和他母亲连夜逃往埃及并在那里多久啊一直住到希律死了
Herod That brutal king
希律这残酷的王
That brutal king That murdered all these children
谋杀这么多孩子的残暴君王
That brutal king Out of the fear of losing his throne Decided to put all these families In pain
就因为害怕失去自己王位，就造成这么多家庭痛苦。
That king，
这个王。
That brutal king，
这残酷的王。
Eventually died，
最终死了。
Because what is brutal will not always last forever。
因为残酷的不会持续到永久。
But the child，
但这孩子。
The child that was born，
这诞生的孩子。
He will eventually grow up，
最终长大。
And he will eventually defeat death。On the cross,
最终在十架上打败死亡
and live forever,
永远活着
Did I not tell you?
我岂没有告诉你
What is beautiful,
美好的
will always outlast what is brutal,
一定长存超越残酷的
So if you're in a season of pain, a season of brokenness,
你若在这痛苦破碎的季节里
and you're asking why,
你问为什么
I don't have the answer,
我没有答案。
This thing doesn't give me answer to everything.
这事情不会让我有所有事情的答案。
But I have a revelation.
但我有这个启示了。
A revelation that came.
启示的临到。
A revelation that was tested in my life.
在我生命中受过试验的启示。
And a revelation that I want to pass to you.
这个启示我想传递给你。
God is with you.
上帝与你同在
God is with you
上帝与你同在
I don't know I don't have all the answers
我没有所有事情的答案
But I do know God is with you
但我知道上帝与你同在
The prophet Isaiah said this
以赛亚先知这样说
If you could can you please stand up Because we're going to read this together
我们一起来诵读这段经文一起站立起来
Actually, I'll read it over you guys
我为大家来诵读
But it's the prophet who ministered at a time of extreme darkness, and he knew that that time was dark, but it's going to get even darker.
这位先知在黑暗的时刻服事，他知道虽然现在黑暗，以后会更糟。
But then he spoke of a promise.
但他说出这样的应许。
And this is what he said.
这他说的。
He said, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given."And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace.
必有一个婴儿为我们诞生，有一个孩子要赐给我们，他必统治我们，他必称为奇妙的测试，全能的上帝，永存的父，和平的君。
I like the fact that he's called the everlasting Father.
多爱这个，他是永存的父。
Because his peace is everlasting.
他的平安是永存的。
His comfort is everlasting.
他的安慰是永存的。
His salvation is everlasting.
他的救恩是永存的。
I got good news for you.
我赞美他。
Jesus always outlasts.
耶稣一定长存。
Jesus will always outlast.
耶稣每一次都长存。
His love will always outlast.Rebellion.
他的爱长存超越的悖逆。
His blood will outlast the effect of your sin.
他的血长存超越你罪孽的影响。
His peace will outlast your pain.
而他的平安长存超越你的痛苦。
But you gotta invite this God into your life.
但你要先邀请这位上帝进到你生命。
You gotta make room for this God to work in your life.
为这位上帝在你生命中留空间。
You gotta leave room for something that is beautiful to be birthed.
你要留下地方，让这美好东西能诞生。
And that thing, that beautiful thing, is called the life of God.
这美好的事就是上帝的生命。
The life of God.
上帝的生命。
The eternal life of God.
上帝的永生。
That He wants to birth into your life, if you will make space for it.
他要在你生命中诞生，只要你给他空间。
So right now,
现在
over this place,
在这里
I want to ask you a question.
我要请教你一个问题。
Is there anybody here today?
我们当中有没有谁
who have never given your life to Jesus?
从来没有将生命交给耶稣。
You haven't made room for God to work in your life.
没有留出空间让上帝来运行。
You walked away from Him.
你远离了他。
And you want at this moment to say, I want to come back to you, God.
此刻你说上帝我要回到你面前来
I want to come back to you Jesus
耶稣我要回到你面前来
I want to receive your love
我要领受你的爱
And receive your life
领受你的生命
I want to receive what is beautiful
领受那美好的
Believing that it will outlast what is brutal
相信它能长存超越残酷的
If that is you today
如果这个是你
I'm going to count to three
我要数到三
And I'm going to ask you to put up your hands
我要邀请你举起手来
I'm going to ask everybody
每一个人啊
To close your eyes
请闭上你的眼睛
This is for everybody in Taizong This is everywhere online This is in all the overflow rooms Close your eyes
包含在台中在线上在富堂每一个人请闭上眼睛
It's an invitation for all of you
这是给每一个人的邀请每一位的邀请
Do you want to receive him?
你想接受他吗
One
一
Two
二
Ready?
预备好了
As I say three
当我数三
I want you to put up your hands.
我要请你举起手来。
And God is going to come into your life.
上帝要进入你生命。
Three, put up your hand.
举起手来，举起手来，举起手来，举起手来，举起手来。我看见你，我看见你，我看见你，我看见你，我看见你，我看见你。
I see you.
我看见你，我看见你。
I see you.
我看见你，我看见你。
I see you. If you're online right now, put it in the chat plus one so we know who you are.
请在聊天室打加一，让我们知道是你。
We know who you are.
我们知道是你。
Now because we're a family,
因为我们是一家人。
We're gonna lead all these friends, our brother and sister, into a word of prayer.
我要带领这些朋友、弟兄姐妹来做祷告。
We're gonna pray together.
一起来祷告。
So pray together with me.
所以跟我一起开口说。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
亲爱的天父。
We come before you.
我们来到你面前。
I come before you.
我来到你面前。
我来到你面前。
Admitting that I'm a sinner in need of you.
承认我是罪人，我需要你。
承认我是罪人，我需要你。
I open up my heart.
我打开我的心。
我打开我的心。
To invite you in.
邀请你进来。
邀请你进来。
To be my Savior and my Lord.
来做我的拯救，我的主。
来做我的拯救，我的主。
Thank you, Jesus.
耶稣，谢谢你。
耶稣，谢谢你。
When you rose from the dead,
你死里复活。
You gave me a new life.
赐给我新生命。
So today,
所以今天
I can trust.
我可以相信。
That my life,
我的生命
will not be the same.
再也不一样。
Today,
今天
I place my trust.
我信靠
in you.
你。
In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
奉耶稣全能的名祷告。
And all God's people said.
所有上帝百姓说。
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的朋友，希望今天的讲道对你来说有很大的帮助。但是不要停在这里，可以把这个影片分享给你觉得有需要的亲朋好友，你也可以订阅这个频道，你就不会 miss 掉任何最新的影片。再来，每个礼拜天都可以邀请你加入在我们 Hope Nation 的一份子，一起在线上加入我们的线上组织。最重要的是，如果今天这个讲道对你有帮助的话，我想邀请你成我们的一份子，透过奉献，可以点选奉献这个钮，加入在我们的 Hope 的大家庭，这样子可以帮助我们把这样的影片、这样的讲道传给更多有需要的人。谢谢你慷慨的给予。